a nice introduction for our next guest. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show.
Hey.
Hugh Douglas. Cool. Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the Phillies talk. Is it important to you that they win the division? It is for me. I want more home games. I want less games to have to win. I want a higher seed. And yes, I want to avoid the Dodgers early in the playoffs. Call me a loser. Call me scared. And call me whatever you want. I'm just trying to be smart about this. You guys go play the Dodgers early. I'll play them later in the playoffs when we have a longer series, and maybe they get knocked out by somebody else, which is how the Phillies got to the World Series in 22 anyway. All right, back to that coming up. And Hugh's clues. First clue today was what? A famous American business?
Yes, famous American business.
Okay, we got a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic on the line today, Friday, July 10th at Citizens Bank Park. Right now, joining us, Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seat. That's color. Cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
You know, it's always interesting, and one of my favorite things is how we talk about each team differently. Could you imagine saying it's not important if the Eagles win the division? Just being like, nah, no big deal. If they finish second, who cares? Like, it's just so different how our expectations for each team is different.
But you know what's funny, though, Elliot? The year that we won the division four times in a row, like, after a while, it was like Groundhog's Day. And you saw the same thing, and so after you wanted to do something different. But I totally understand.
But we still wanted to. You still want to win the division.
Well, you want to win the Super Bowl,
right? But
and you know the path that we were taking was ultimately not getting us what we wanted. But you know, eventually we broke through. But still, it was one of those things, man. You got tired of the same results.
Well, Elliot, I was also by a caller called scared this morning because I want a higher seed. Like, could we imagine saying that about the Eagles? Like, we want the one seed, so you get a bye. Are you scared of playing three games? So you're right. Like, we would never say that about the Eagles or any other team.
Well, I think it's funny, too, the idea of getting more home games for the Phillies. They haven't been too good at Red October recently.
It feels like they
lose almost every time they're at home now. So maybe being on the road wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah, that's a point. That is a point. I have to win fewer games. But you're right. Home has not been as great the last few years. Elliot, let's talk about the Eagles as we are a few weeks away from the start of camp. So we were having a discussion yesterday, and I think I know where you come down, but I'm curious. We were having a discussion about the offense, and really more philosophically. A couple weeks ago at minicamp, Nick Sirianni talked about how he still wants every possession on offense to end with a kick, right? Ideally, an extra point. Less ideally, a field goal. Even less ideally, a punt. But not a turnover, right? That's kind of the gist of what he was saying. And we were talking about that balance between aggressiveness and being conservative. And would we trade some more turnovers this year for more points, for more explosive plays? Where do you come down on that? Because I feel like that kind of is the overarching thing for the whole offense, and then underneath that is scheme and everything else. But that philosophy, should they be a little bit more aggressive if it means some more turnovers?
Yeah, so I thought that quote from Nick really should be one of the most reassuring things Eagles fans will hear this offseason. We've spent so much time talking about the scheme and under center and crossing routes and all that stuff. That's all well and good. What Nick just said there, I think, is the reason to believe that they can again win double-digit games, probably win the division, and be Super Bowl contenders. Because with Nick running the show and Jalen a quarterback, their insistence on taking care of the ball is why this has been arguably the best stretch in franchise history. So when Nick talks about ending it with a kick, that's reassuring. I don't want them to be more reckless with the ball. I don't want them to, you know, Jalen to throw more interceptions, however you want to phrase it. They should run the offense the same way they run it over this stretch. Take care of the ball, run the football, make big plays on third down, get good offensive line play. Like, that is how you win football games. That's what they've been doing. So to hear Nick say that philosophy is not changing, I think should be really exciting for fans to hear.
Okay, so, and look, they've won a lot doing that, for sure. But do you think last year, like, how do you view last season? Because it felt to me like almost like a tipping point where the strategy is not working the same anymore. They did still won a good amount of games, won the division, but a lot of those wins, to me, are hard to replicate. Like the Lions game, the Packers game, the Bills game. I mean, three games they won with very little offense that if we play those games again, they're going to be hard to win them at the same rate.
So I look at last year pretty simplistically. I look at it as it was a Super Bowl hangover year. Like, the Eagles have been a great organization. I don't think it's a coincidence that in every single year after they've gone to the Super Bowl, they've looked like they did last year. 2005, didn't look like a great team. 2018, barely got into the playoffs. 23, biggest collapse we've seen. And then last year, obviously, probably the best of all the post-Super Bowl years. But we watched how, like, kind of a slugfest it was all year and how slow and bad they looked on offense. I think that last year was not an indication that the offense is broken. I don't think it was an indication that they need to change things. I think it was an indication that when you run the ball as much as you did in 24 and your offensive line is banged up and you don't have a good running game, it's really hard to win football games. And they still won quite a bit despite that. So going into next year, I think just having the offensive line presumably be healthier, presumably having a better running game, you can win games like those Green Bay and Detroit games because they'll have a great defense. And if they can run the ball, that's the exact type of team that should be conservative in the passing game, not a team that should have to feel they need to be aggressive.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Elliot, Kyle and I on Monday, he was at, we were having a discussion. It just kind of came up organically. I feel like we haven't talked about this offseason, almost any of us, right? Because so much of the changes are on the offensive side with AJ out, the offensive scheme, all that. Elliot, the defense last year was very good. I would say it was not quite as great as 2024 when they won the Super Bowl, but still very good. Elliot, do you think the Eagles are a lock to have a great defense? Because I think about the offseason and what they lost here, specifically N'Kobe Dean, and now Jahad Campbell has to elevate into that role. And last year, and that was, I know, Jahad's rookie year, when he was on the field, they weren't as good defensively as when N'Kobe was out there. Also, some changes up front with Grenard in and Jalen Phillips out. Do you think the Eagles' defense is a lock to be great? Because I feel like so much of what we say about the team and the offensive philosophy is kind of reliant on the defense to be very good, if not great. Your thoughts on the defense we haven't talked much about.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it can be a bit of a semantics argument as to what great is, but I would say overall, yes, I think it's pretty close to a lock that they will have a great defense. I think they're going to have an outstanding secondary, even with some of the issues at safety. I think the trio of Quinion, Cooper DeJean, and Tariq Woolen will be good enough to make up for, you know, the perceived lack of talent at safety. I mean, the secondary was mostly fine with Marcus Epps last year in there, so I think they'll be okay there. I think Grenard is an upgrade over Jalen Phillips, and I think you'll get a better version of Jalen Carter this year than you got last year, where he himself, I think, dealt with a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover, how many snaps he played in 24 compared to 25, and now, obviously, he missed time last year with injury. So, yeah, I mean, I think your point about Jahad Campbell is fair. I think when we talk about the Niners' loss in the playoffs, we focus so much on the offense. Like, the defense did give up a touchdown in the first and last drive of the game. That can be pretty hard to overcome. So I get the concern that maybe they won't be, like, the best defense in the NFL, but I'd be pretty surprised if at any point next year we're having real discussions about the defense being an actual issue.
You know what? I'm kind of curious, Al. When you talk about this offense and what it's going to be, how many weeks – Do you think that the defense is going to have to carry the offense, number one, and how many weeks do you think that's going to be the case before this offense gets going?
So I think it could take a few weeks, but I'm pretty firm in the camp that if it's the second half of week one and that offense isn't clicking, like, they're not going to say keep running these new plays that aren't working. They're going to try to run the plays that the players are most comfortable with. Now, to your point, like, the defense still had to carry this team for long stretches last year. So simply going back to last year's offense isn't a recipe for winning games right away. But in terms of how many games this year will the defense have to carry the offense versus vice versa, I mean, I think that, you know, the defense probably will have to carry the offense in the majority of the games early on. You look at some of the teams they're playing. They have the Rams early on. Chicago is a team that really gave this defense trouble last year. So, yeah, I think the defense is really going to need to make sure they're not in shootouts.
All right, Elliot, while we have you, it's the big night tonight. We know you're excited. We know you've been all over the World Cup. So give us your thoughts on the game tonight. United States against Bosnia, 8 o'clock, knockout round. So we're in the round of 32, win tonight to the round of 16. From what I saw this morning and what I understand, the United States is a favorite, pretty big one in this game. How do you think this one goes tonight?
Yeah, it's an interesting spot because almost never does the USA enter a World Cup knockout game expected to win. So just seeing the players in that type of situation, the expectation to win, I mean, most times they go in as pretty heavy underdogs. So look, they're better than Bosnia. Like, if you look at just the world rankings, they're ranked considerably higher. You know, they've looked and played awesome in the knockout stage. You know, for people that don't watch soccer often, I would say it's a little bit like when we talk about a basketball game in the way that it's a make or miss league, right? Like some nights you're going to make your shots and sometimes you're not. There will be five or six chances the USA has tonight, big chances, because I think they can move the ball and get, and you know, get good chances against Bosnia. And they just got to finish them. And that's what it'll come down to. Like, do they take opportunity of their chances? I think that they're playing well enough. Their strikers are playing well. They're hot right now, that they will. But that's what it'll come down to. I think they'll win. But, yeah, the expectation to win, it'll be interesting to see them in the spot.
You know what? How concerned are you? Because there's been a few upsets. I think, what, Germany and Japan got upset, right, by, was it Brazil?
Yeah.
And somebody, I forgot the other squad. But how concerned are you about upsets potentially in this game?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it goes back to the pressure thing, right? Like, are they able to deal with the expectations of being the better team tonight? So I think that's what it comes down to. Like, would it be a huge upset if they lost? No, I don't think you could say that it would be like a huge upset. But I think the pressure going into tonight is also like, will the knockout stage matter? It feels, and you guys can probably speak to this, that soccer over the past month is getting talked about more and more than it ever has. I mean, the fact that I'm getting asked back-to-back soccer questions on WIP, right, speaks to the fact that there is more interest in it. But if they go out there tonight and they lose, like, is that momentum gone? And for the core of this team, too, like, they've played in multiple World Cups. They all play in big clubs around the world. Like, the excuses are kind of gone now. They have guys in their prime with a good amount of experience and talent. So in terms of being worried about an upset, I think it just really does come down to, can they deal with the pressure?
So what's the Elliott Shore Parks watching experience for a knockout round game? Like, is this one you watch at home and just kind of hunker down?
Yeah.
Or you go out for this one? How do you handle this tonight?
I mean, look, a Wednesday at 8 o'clock going out's a tough sell, right? Like that's a tough one. But no, I mean, I've been going out for the World Cup games. I've been enjoying it, like being in the city, but I think for tonight, I just got to sit and watch it. Like, I really want to watch this one.
You a little nervous?
Yeah.
A little nervous?
Knockout round,
dude. I'm a little nervous. I mean, look, if you look at the field overall, right, there's not really just France and Argentina, I think, are great teams. And I don't think they'd play either of them until the finals, if I'm not mistaken, based off the bracket. So It is a wide open kind of run here for them. And again, I can't stress enough, like, they have a collection of players that have world-class talent and experience in these big tournaments. So, you know, hopefully it only improves from here. And in 4 years, we're talking about a better team. But in terms of just having a legit chance, it's probably never been better than, you know, they'll face tonight and their run into the final.
Yeah, it's fun. And if they win tonight and get to the final 16 heading into July 4th weekend, I mean, it's going to be a huge story around here. I'm excited for you. Elliott, thank you for hopping on. Enjoy the game tonight and July 4th weekend. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliott Shore Parks there with us. So he's Mr. Conservative when it comes to the offense and the turnovers. And, you know, he's always been on that here, the idea that they win because of their turnover differential, which has typically been excellent. But now we've reached that point where it's like, hey, do we want it to be a little bit more aggressive? But Elliott says, nope, do what has worked for the most part for years here with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
I'm of the mindset it has to change a little bit. You can't keep doing the same thing that you've been doing in the past because they have a book on you and you become stagnant in a sense. So it's one of those things where I feel like you have to evolve this offense the best that you possibly can.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Kevin in Philly is up on WIP. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good, Kevin. What's up?
I sort of want to reiterate what one of your callers said earlier about Trey Turner. Look, his bat has been his strength over the years. There's no question about that. But his defense is a significant problem for us. When we play great teams in the playoffs, what wins? Pitching and defense.
Well, look at last year. The Dodgers defense was way better than our defense last year, Kevin.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, why did the Dodgers not sign him? And they put Mookie Betts at shortstop. Think about that. And the other day, I was at the game the last 2 days. I'm not going anymore. It's too hot. But I went Monday and Tuesday. The game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, possible double play. What does Trey Turner do? Throw the ball away.
He almost threw it into the front row. I mean, Kevin, he almost threw it into the front row. They got to get people helmets when you buy a front row ticket with the shortstop. It's crazy.
And what happened the other day when they was in the rundown? What did he do with the ball? He bounced it like he was throwing a bounce pass to Joel Embiid for a layup. It was just I like his bat. I'm not, but his defense, I looked at the stats. Last year, he was in the middle pack, in the middle of the pack, like 15 out of 23 shortstops. And now, your shortstop, I was a decent baseball player. For the most part, your shortstop has to be your best fielder in the infield. Has to be. And he is far from it. Stott is our best. If I was the Phillies, I'd put Stott at shortstop because I think he can play a much better shortstop than Trey Turner. He'll get to the ball. He makes the right plays. He is active. He understands how to move. Trey is a liability. Not during the regular season, everybody says, oh, yeah, wait till the playoffs because it is those mistakes. He made last week against when Ottering was pitched, he made an error. This guy came up, hit a home run.
Yep. Well, and you're right about that rundown. That rundown, he spiked the ball into the ground. I'm like, what are we doing here? Kevin, his defense is a problem. He needs to hit a lot to make up for that defense. Hopefully, he started
to cover that up. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, what are you thinking for Hughes Clues? What's your guess? A great American company.
One quick point about the Eagles, then I'm gonna do Hughes Clues. Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly with who's the guy that comes on all the time.
Elliot
Chopox. Mm-hmm. I agree with him. I think people misinterpret of how bad the offensive line was last year. With a strong offensive line, we can continue to do what we've been doing with some mixed-in passing, and we can still be very effective. So that's my point.
Well,
the last point.
Yeah,
hey,
well, the offensive line was bad last year, and they needed to be healthier for sure. Kevin, go ahead.
Terrible.
Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to say, Hugh, knowing you're very, how about McDonald's?
McDonald's, that's a big guess, Kevin. Not it, but
not
a good
guess.
That is a big-time American company.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, did you need to listen to guess McDonald's as a great American company?
Well, no, I'm saying, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Because it's a place that you talk about. Like the Ronald McDonald love.
It's a personal thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a personal connection.
Yeah.
It's everything that I do is kind of linear. You just have to listen to what's going on.
Do you think everyone thinks it's linear or you think it's linear?
No, I think it's easy once you listen to it.
Okay.
Because I give context clues.
You do?
I do give
context clues.
But people don't, you know, they don't want to think.
The students again?
Yeah, they don't want to think.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Alex in Bristol is up on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you
what's
doing?
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Okay, so the Phillies winning the division, huge deal for me because we've done it the last couple years. And if this team fails to win a World Series, we got to put something in the record books, right? As far as playing the Dodgers, Joe, you seem like you're afraid to play the Dodgers, and I get why. But to me, it's like grudge match, revenge. If we win the World Series, we got to play the Dodgers. No other way.
So, Alex, I hear you. But here's my thing. Would you rather play them right out of the gate or play them in a longer series? Like, we have two great starting pitchers, right? And if it's a seven-game series, we could use those guys four out of the seven games. We can't use them as often in the division series because it's too short. So, like, it's not being afraid. I just want to I want to play them mano a mano seven games if we have to see them rather than right away. And it's like we're not even getting to use our best guys because of the way our team is assembled.
Okay. Seven games, fair. Yeah. Agree with that. It gives us a better shot to beat them. But I would just feel like it's kind of empty winning a World Series without beating the Dodgers. Like we have to play them. So,
well, it would be more fun. Like the story, I'd agree. It would be more fun. Now, I think we'll take a championship either way. But yeah, like if you could kind of map out the ideal, what would make us like the most happy? Sure, taking down the Dodgers and then win it all would be awesome. Alex, what's your guess for Hughes Clues, a great American company?
Didn't hear all the clues today.
Well, that's the only clue so far.
It's the only clue.
Hugh just gave us a great American company.
Yes.
Okay. Wawa.
Nailed it.
100%.
Nailed it, Alex. Nailed it.
I don't believe it.
How did you do it, Alex? How did you do it?
I'm sitting at a Wawa right now.
Well, you know what? That fits. That fits, Alex.
I couldn't hear him. What did he say?
He's sitting in a Wawa right now.
I mean, it's easy. It's easy peasy. I almost gave it away. I said, hey, you know, it's a great weekend. It's a good weekend. I said, America. Wawa giving away sandwiches today at noon at the mall?
Mm.
Independence
Mall?
Oh,
yeah. Welcome, America. Yeah.
I said, I kept saying America. Wawa been pushing these promotions
I don't know if
all
people think America would Wawa.
Why not? Since I've been here, like,
but I think more of this area.
Yeah. Wawa, welcome
America.
To America.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking
but
about this area
here.
When I get these clues.
All right, but no one in California is thinking, wow, America,
well, ain't
Wawa.
Nobody in California trying to win.
Well, that's not true. We have some callers from California.
Well, they ain't winning.
They can't because Alex won. Well, Alex, congratulations. You're headed to the HBCU Swingman Classic. Good job,
Good
Alex.
Job.
You feel happy about what you did today?
Yeah, I do. You know I'm always proud. Even if people are mad at my clues, I get them to think.
I've noticed a theme, though.
What?
When people get the answer early, it's a complete shot in the dark guess. It's not the clue. Alex guessed Wawa because he had no idea, and he literally is at a Wawa and just looked up and was like, I don't know, Wawa.
He workshopped it. He workshopped it.
I'm not sure he did.
He said, I said American company.
And he's at an American company, and he just said that.
In Philadelphia, what's more American than Wawa, especially around this time of the year? Like, seriously.
I would argue it's more Philadelphia than...
Wait, hold on. Did you just ask what? In Philadelphia, around the 4th of July, is more American than Wawa?
Yeah, something
there's,
like that.
Let's see.
What's more American than Wawa in Philadelphia?
The Liberty Bell?
Well, there's the Liberty Bell.
No.
There's okay. All right, never mind.
Independence
yeah,
Hall.
Yeah, you're right.
Wawa.
Bad. Okay.
Wawa giving away
but
sandwiches.
But those things have been around for about 250 years.
But Wawa
is not that old.
Wawa is an institution. Like, when I left Philadelphia the first time, that's the first thing that I missed. And then, you know, when I found Great Joy? Mm. When I was in Florida and I rolled past Wawa, and I was like, oh, wow.
More American, the Declaration of Independence or Wawa?
Wawa. Today.
What about Saturday? Declaration on Saturday.
Wawa.
That's it. That whole day
well,
is for the Declaration.
It's a sandwich. They're giving out them sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? I didn't even get a chance to give them a last clue.
Ahead,
the last clue would have gave it away.
What was it?
It was they have tacos and they're awesome. They now have tacos.
So this was all a commercial.
It was a shameless plug.
It was a Hugh Douglas commercial. All right, 215.
Shout out to Wawa.
592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Is winning the NL East important to you? The Phillies are now within 2.5 games of the Braves in the NL East. It's important to me. Some are calling me scared and a baby because I don't want to see the Dodgers in the division series. Call them what you want. I'd rather face them in a 7-game series than a 5-game series and be on the opposite side of the bracket. And yes, if someone beat the Dodgers for us, I'm not going to shed any tears. I don't even think you would, even though you have all your bravado today. 215-592-9494. Coming up on the other side, your phone calls. And Richard Sherman said something interesting about the Philadelphia Eagles and the upcoming 2026 season. We'll react to that, your phone calls, and all of it. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.